but 90% of everything is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used on the show at the Podsafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now, here's your host, Random.
Welcome back to Sturgeon's Law, the second such in as many weeks, which I think beats anything in 2008. So there we are, and Happy New Year once again. I am very occasionally called Random, and I am your host for this all-music episode, by which I do not in fact mean that I'll just play music the whole time, tempting as that may be, but that I'm going to talk to you about how you can listen to the music that you have, and then probably play you some music anyway. Best we get going.
Next time on Batman, the Ace of Detectives. Is he a villain?
You think this Red Hood is killing off your rogues gallery?
Is he a hero?
23 people live in this building, McKay. You think you're going to burn them out?
Who is Jason Todd?
Look, you had something terrible happen to you. Trauma, it changes people. Makes them do things they can't imagine doing.
Like you?
Yeah.
So what is your trauma, Jason?
Learn the answer in Batman, The Ace of Detectives, issue 36, coming January 14th, 2009, only at Pendant Audio.
Unlike all you iPod jockeys out there, and there are fewer of you than you think, considering how many subscriptions I believe I get via PodcastReady.com, but anyway, unlike you, I listen to MP3s on this, that, and the other thing. The most portable units I use are a couple of Sansa E260 players, about which I could say more, but they really aren't what I want to talk about today. Instead, let me just mention in passing my dissatisfaction with the tepid software that the Sansa support, and proceed with the good news, which is that there is a solution to this problem, and its name is Rockbox. Rockbox is firmware for MP3 players. Lots of different MP3 players. That right there is quite startling. It's available on various Arcos players, iRivers, Sansas, obviously, as well as some Toshiba and Cowan players, and oh yes, many of the early iPods as well. Its purpose is multifold. First, it's better feature-wise than the default firmware on at least some of these, such as the aforementioned Sansa, and I'll talk in a moment why it's better. Second, it's open source, which is not something you can say about default firmwares in general, of course. Third, it supports a plugin standard, and thus, it is extensible. This is indeed cool stuff. So what's so good about it, other than the open source and extensibility and so on? It supports more codecs than most firmware, its music library and tag reading and searching functions are generally superior, on par with desktop-based libraries. It supports gapless playback and crossfading. Heck, it's even skinnable. Personally, I have barely scratched its surface in my own use, but it's already a tremendously superior experience. And nowadays, you can just download an installer that will just take care of it for you. It even leaves the Sansa firmware, at least, accessible, and perhaps this is true of others. For example, on the Sansa, if I hold the left button down while turning the player on, I get the Sansa firmware, no problem. No real reason I would want to do it, just nice to know. Anyway, if you've got a supported player and you're of a mind to kick that bad boy into high gear, take a gander at Rockbox. It lives up to its name.
I know, there's no such thing as magic.
Exactly, to the rational mind, nothing is inexplicable, only unexplained.
Getting off of the handheld player and onto the desktop or the laptop, what's your favorite solution? For many of you, I expect it's iTunes. Personally, I can't cope with the program myself, or at least the Windows version of it, which is remarkably resource-intensive, and of course pretty focused around fooling with Apple stuff, like the iTunes Store and iPods and so on. Now, days before I wrote this episode, Apple did announce the end of requiring DRM in the iTunes Store, which is a very good thing, so I could actually imagine buying something from there now, but it's still not much of a priority for me, nor do I have any iPods, so I don't really ever run iTunes. Windows Media Player largely seems to be a cruel trick, ignoring or misusing most open standards such as ID3 tagging, and in general being as difficult as possible, while giving tantalizing hints of what a good library might be like. Well, okay. Here's where I should admit that I probably have eclectic desires in music library programs in the first place, and so what I wanted was something I could bend to my will, and that's where the oddly named FUBAR 2000 comes in. Let me say right now that using FUBAR, which I will hereafter call it for short, is not entirely for the faint-hearted. Happily, these days it does come with some usable setups available right out of the box, so to speak, but to really squeeze all the juice out requires rolling up your techie sleeves just a little bit. I've dropped in a handful of plugins that I've found and fiddled with the UI layout and that sort of thing, and I've got something I really, really like out of it. It's a bit like using WordPress for your blog, if you've done that. You can use it right out of the box, but you can do so much more if you're willing to scream at the computer for a while. And it's the plugins that are really the intended heart of FUBAR 2000 anyway. Even the program as you download it installs itself with several plugins to get you started, because largely it's a host engine for those plugins. Consequently, FUBAR 2000 interfaces vary incredibly, with users having created some truly astonishingly beautiful configurations to suit their personal tastes. Well worth a look, but only if you're a software tweaker by nature. FUBAR 2000 is, alas, not open source, but it has a freely available SDK you can get, and both the SDK and the program itself are Windows only.
I'll be home on BetaZed if you need me.
Okay, time to put this one to bed, so I'll remind you to check out the website at www.sturgeonslaw.com. Feel free to email me at sturgeonslaw@gmail.com, and if you want to give a voice comment, either mail me an MP3 or call my Grand Central voicemail at 405-3344-311. Oh yeah, and if you want, check out the Facebook fan page, and there's also a feed of neat video news and so forth that might appeal to the Sturgeon's Law audience at sturgeonslaw.tumblr.com, at least when I think to update it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and pass the word that we're back in town. Until next time, enjoy some laughs off of the PodSafe Music Network as we close out with the Volume Brothers and Hi Folks, I'm Elvis, and I'm Still Dead.
Well, I spotted Elvis in Vegas. My friends saw him in New Orleans. His beat sign is on just about everywhere. No, there ain't a place that he hasn't been. But then he came to me in a dream last night as I was laying in my bed. I'm Elvis, or I'm still dead. I'm gone from the land of the living. Please try to get it through your head. I'm not in Mesa, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Elvis and I'm 6 foot under. People, please get over me. I said, Elvis, seeing as you're here, have you got a word for all your fans? He said, you're great and I appreciate it. Hey, you gotta understand, I've done my final curtain call. I play my last encore. I'm up here with Janice and Jimmy, and I ain't with you no more. It's like this. Hey folks, I'm Elvis. When I'm still dead, I'm gone from the land of the living. Please try to get it through your head. I'm not in Memphis, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. But under people, please get over me. And I wasn't kidding at my aliens. I'm not working for the CIA. But if you see me anywhere, somebody else, okay?
Thank you very much.